everyone for reading.
That was Ronnie.
How you doing? I'm Ron. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a member of this group. Really thankful to be here tonight with everybody. Always like to thank the group members for having this meeting tonight, every Thursday night, setting up the hall, bringing out the chairs, and attending this meeting. I never knew there was a solution 20 minutes away from my house every Thursday night. You know, it's really, really a powerful thing. The second step, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves can restore us to sanity. I always loved the wording on that step, because wouldn't you want to do that if you were an alcoholic? It's right there in black and white. And, you know, it took me a long time to get there. I entered the halls of Alcoholics Anonymous in August of 2013. And I was a broken man in every sense of that word. I was broken. And I did not see a solution in sight, and I didn't even want a solution. I just wanted everything to go away, and I wanted to go away. I was brought here by a wife that had to experience my alcoholism for many years with no end in sight, and a stepfather who also went through the same thing. You know, these people had love for me that I didn't have love for myself, and they knew there was a solution out there for me. I couldn't see it. I was in the depths of active alcoholism for a long time, and it owned every thought process in my mind. Every day, I wanted to drink everything away, drink and or drug everything away, every day, daily. And I didn't know why. I also was incapable of seeing that there was anything wrong with that. It didn't bother me, because I didn't have, in my head, I did not have a problem with drugs and alcohol. And that's what it did to me. So I entered these halls, and from day one, that first day, I wanted to drink. And that second day, I wanted to drink. And that third day, I wanted to drink. And on and on and on. That feeling of drinking and drugging, after I put the drink down, it got worse than as if I was active. And I didn't get that. And it started driving me crazy and making all my behaviors act that way. And I didn't know what was going on, but I was going to white knuckle this thing. I was going to show everybody that, you know, I wasn't a drug addict or an alcoholic. My first 90 days were pretty, you know, they didn't get any better. You know, I ended up getting a divorce, losing my home, and pretty much ending up being homeless. And I didn't get that either. And, you know, I still wanted to drink more and more. All these things. I thought that when I got sober, my life was going to get great. It went backwards. And I just didn't get that. But anyway, the best thing I did, I think after 90 days, I started attending this meeting. And it was one of the best things I ever did, but I didn't know it then. You know, I was willing to come in here and sit in a chair, which is great. You know, I could barely read. I could barely write. I don't even think I was capable of working at this point. But I stuck with it. Everybody said to keep on coming. And I eventually got a sponsor from this room. And, you know, we started doing a little bit of work in this book, because I really was not willing to do any work in this program. I thought if I put the drink down, I was going to be okay. I really did. So anyway, eventually me and the man that was to help me do this work went through the second step, and you know, I was kind of really offended with the word insanity, because I was not insane. I didn't get it, but looking back, I was totally out of my mind, and I wanted to drink every day. But we said this step out loud, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity, and I had my own ending. As long as I get all my crap back, I'm going to be fine. And for the next year and a half, that's what I did. You know, I was on a direct route to get all these things back that I lost, that I thought made me feel better about myself, that were going to cure my alcoholism problem. And, you know, I did that. So now, you know, shit, like my ex-wife is now my girlfriend. Again, you know, these are, that's what I'm saying. I was out of my mind. Because she was going to fix the drink problem for me, you know, and I had to buy a new truck because my old one wasn't good enough. You know, I'm still paying for that thing. You know, these are things I was doing to replace my alcohol and drug problem, because I wasn't willing to do any work in this problem. I was still doing this program my own way. But what I'm ultimately getting at is that this was a power greater than myself working for me when I didn't know it. I had to go the real hard way to discover my power that was greater than myself. So I did this for the next year and a half, and I had all this crap back. And you know, 2 years into this program, I wanted to drink and I wanted to drug every day. And not only that, but it felt like I drank and drugged the day before, even though I was 2 years sober. And I did not get this. And I had all these things that I thought were what I wanted and what I needed. And they didn't make me feel better about myself. And, you know, all along during this two-year period, my sponsor would, like, just, he never gave up on me. That is something I will never forget. He never gave up on me. But he would throw it in my ear that maybe you should start doing some work in this program. And I would hear from guys that were writing, as soon as they started to pick up that pen, that desire to drink and drug slowly went away. And, you know, after 2 years, I was in worse shape than when I came in. I was ready to pick up a drink. Me and the ex-wife finally broke up for like the 10th time. And, you know, I was just good. I had it. I was in enough pain to start doing some work. And that's when I revisited this second step, was when I took a third step prayer. And, you know, my life changed that day. And I really buckled down in this program and started doing some work on myself. You know, also within that 2 year period, you know, I did work in the program. Yeah, I was a secretary at three groups at the same time. You know, there were just insane things I was doing to avoid looking at myself and to find a solution. But the second I started doing some real work on myself, you know, things really started getting better. I started, you know, asking for help every morning. You know, I wasn't, the first 2 years, I wasn't willing to do it your way. I was not. And, you know, I had to be in enough pain to ask for help. And it took me 2 years of, you know, untreated alcoholism to find a power greater than myself. And, you know, to me, that's it was powerful enough that I believed in that this morning when I got on my knees and asked for help. You know, that's just really how powerful it was. But we all have paths to take in our recovery. And, you know, I always seem to pick the hard one. You know, I hear friends in my in this group, you know, the first time they read, they got it right away the first time. That wasn't my case. You know, I was going to do it my way. You know, I am just so grateful for the men in this room that have also picked me up through some real, real hard times. And I will forever be grateful for that. But I went through this work, and my belief just got stronger and stronger as I went through the fifth step process, learning more about six and seven. Just really an incredible insight to yourself and to the beginning of a spiritual awakening. Going back to others that you had harmed, making a list of these people and going back to people you have harmed is, you know, just makes me, my belief even greater and greater, and taking a daily inventory, prayer and meditation, and helping another sick and suffering alcoholic recover from alcoholism is one of the greatest gifts I've ever received. You know, some of the paths my recovery has taken me on have just been really incredible. You know, some of the best things I've done and shared with people in their hardest moments of life just change you. They change you. They've changed me for the better. I'm sure it can go both ways. I haven't had that experience yet, but for now, it's just making me, I just love this program and believe more and more about it. So if you're thinking about doing some work in this program, you know, this group can really help you out. There's a lot of, you know, the guy sitting right next to you can probably help you through these steps of recovery if you're looking for a sponsor. You know, forever grateful, and I'm gonna leave it at that. So thank you guys. Have a good night.
Hey, thanks,
man. I'm gonna reread this. It's important. If you complete a fifth step, the big book, Alcoholics Anonymous, have experienced the step we discussed tonight.